I've been thinking quite a bit this summer about three specific questions. Why are we? Who are we? And what are we? Those aren't little questions. I've been thinking about the choices we make, the thoughtful ones, and the choices that just roll on by what I call our inspector general, that would be our head and our heart in mindful communication and collaboration, coordinating best scenarios and outcomes. Our inspector general. It was a very heady summer, to say the least. I got a bit stuck on the first question, why are we? This is rather a spiritual, religious, or theological question, really. And I'm certain that the answer to this question, at least in this community, is different for each one of us. You see, that's the exciting part about being a Unitarian Universalist. We are encouraged to think for ourselves, honor our own experiences, our own lessons, our own understandings. The key to understanding why are we requires that we take the time to uncover the meaning behind, in and around the question. Why are we? Then with some of the parts of the puzzle in place, we pick and choose, we build this kind of framework that will hopefully get us closer to what that answer might be for us. Why are we? Many of us carry baggage about why are we? Questions or some answers that were provided or foisted upon us at some point in our lives that we don't necessarily agree with anymore or still wonder about. Others seek the answers to that question right here at First Parish. Why are we? It's hard to unpack this question alone. And I'd love it if we took that journey together. And I believe that we do every time we gather. I can promise you that each one of us will find the answers if we look within our own heart and our own head, most likely inspired by some outside influence or resource. I promise that I will do whatever I can to help you understand the whys. I haven't seen each one of you individually yet, which is kind of amazing because I've been here a while. So I want to invite you to come visit with me in case you want to wonder out loud about those important questions together. We're also going to be doing small group ministry this year, which is a great process. Some of you remember it as Chalice Circles. And that will hopefully help us step closer to that question. Why are we? I can imagine that any one of us would be willing to participate in each other's quest, right? We're all here to like support each other, to be on this journey. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your reasoning, your questions and your answers. The next question, who are we? Now that one is a loaded one right out of the gate. It's overlooked or rushed past far too often. I'm a homemaker. A mother, a father, a business person, a student, a kid. There are a lot of assumptions made about who. Assumptions made by each one of us when we look in the mirror or hear some comment when another tries to tell us exactly who we are without our permission. And much of the time, they're far off from who we actually are. We might be trying to figure out exactly who we are, or maybe we are evolving right now. Imagine that. How many of us are evolving right now? Yeah, right? It's true. Do we think that we are smart? I think we are. How about handsome or pretty? Maybe we think that we're a few pounds too many in either direction of perfect. We might think that we have cool clothes or neat shoes or not. We may be a geek, an athlete, a dork, or maybe we are even a cool kid. And most days, the self-definition happens before we even head out the door for our day. Then there are the impressions of others, our family, friends, coworkers, those whom we have just met, and those who see us without exchanging any pleasantries and make a snap judgment about who we are. Has that ever happened to you? Maybe a couple times, right? Who are we? Do we spend too much time worrying about what other people think of us, rather than what we think about ourselves? I think that is where the challenge truly resides. We worry about how others perceive us. If only we believe that who we are is pretty awesome, and maybe, just maybe, we could be assured in the understanding that another's commentary is really not all that significant to our own reality. How many of you, this is a good question, after hearing a compliment, wonder what that other person really wants or what the bad news is that they're about to deliver? Anybody? None of you do that. None of you go, uh-huh, what's coming? Right, okay. What if these other people who say something nice like, wow, you're an amazing human being, is just letting you know that, holy Moses, you're an amazing human being? We don't hear that a lot, do we? We as a culture do not extend enough love, accolades, or praise to one another. Rumi, the 13th century Sufi poet, shared that, listen carefully, there is a path from me to you that I am constantly looking for. So I try to keep clear and still as water does with the moon. This moment, this love comes to rest in me, many beings in one being. That gave me chills. This moment, this love comes to rest in me. What might that feel like? In my opinion, each one of you is awesome in your own unique way. Do you believe me? When we want to or are motivated to, as a community, we make dreams and goals come to fruition. Solar on the sea, on the roof, terrace in the front. How many people prayed for that terrace or just asked for it or thought about it? How many people wanted solar on the top of the building? Right? When we see things and we envision them and we want them, we make them happen. That's how amazing we are. Whatever those goals might be, there is nothing that is as powerful as self-talk, support of one another. Dare to call out all the positives that exist in your life. I mean, can you imagine if you said, wow, this is like an incredible day, and everybody I've come in contact with is amazing. Like, how does that change your perspective? When you see generosity or patience or love, compassion, call it out. Let one another know just how amazing we each are. I personally think that we are all so blessed. The challenges that we face are but fodder for growth and transformation. Some of them really, truly stink. But they will transform you. The minds and hearts that exist in this community are incredible. From the littlest among us to the eldest, I ask us all to honor that divine spark within that Ralph Waldo Emerson called us to know. One should learn to detect and watch that gleam of light which flashes across their mind from within, more than the luster of the firmament of bards and sages. Yet we dismiss without notice the thought because it comes from within. In every work of genius, we recognize our own rejected thoughts. They come back to us with a certain alienated majesty. A certain alienated majesty. Honor your talents. At the same time that we learn to remain humble. Now that's a trick. How do we honor something and still remain humble? And also stay inspired about this life that we hold so dearly. It's a challenge, but let us learn how to face that challenge together. Finally, I turn to what are we? Unitarian Universalists? Now that's obvious. Obviously and scientifically, we all share a class. Mammalia, an order primate and a family, Hominidae, I think that's how you say it. Our biological name, Homo sapiens. Since the year 1800, the number of humans or population has increased by, get ready, 6 billion people since the 1800s. As of May 2018, our population has grown to 7.6 billion people on this planet. India and China lead the world's growth in population. We are not our species or our sheer number alone. What are we? Friends, we are powerful beyond measure. Humankind, each one of us has a capacity for a range of remarkable skills, gifts that we have spent a lifetime cultivating through the times of joy, hours at work and play, as well as times where we have faced our deepest sadness. Within us, we hold knowledge, skills, and the motivation to reach beyond just surviving. We are powerful beyond measure. Courage, love, compassion, fierceness, commitment, acceptance, communication, especially learning or listening, adaptability, self-reflection, being open to feedback, learning and growing, and a constant moral compass are what we have the capacity to wield, and even more than that. We are comprised of many skills that we develop throughout our lives and that we are taught, and at times we rank them in importance. How about these? Being innovated or wicked smart is usually highly prized. Am I right? How about compassionate on that scale? As we interact, work, and play, we pull skills forward as we need them. We multi-thread skills, weaving them around situations and interactions or experiences. Very rarely do we use just a single skill. Does anybody remember something that they did that used just a single skill, and what was that skill? Reading. Typing. They're all like in there, because if you read, you're thinking. There's like all these things. You just don't use a single skill. You sort of put them together, or create a tapestry. Maybe in any given situation, we require the skill of patience or compassion and love. Add to that our curious nature and a spark of inspiration. Roll it all up in a wrapping of motivation and commitment. Toss in a dash of courage, and we are powerful beyond measure. I love that story about the bundle of sticks, right? Like each person, each child with their own stick wanted to be the best, but they weren't the best until they all worked together, until they all came together, because each stick and each person was slightly different. They brought different skills. I think of skills as the ingredients of our life. If we want to pull together a palatable concoction, create a recipe for success or happiness or whatever our minds, hearts desire, so to speak, we must be willing and able to cultivate the skills, resources that are required. If we each have a different recipe in mind, how, one may wonder, can we cultivate a menu that is in simpatico? Like, how do we create something that is going to be good? Collaboration and communication. Plain and simple. We have to listen and work together. And you know what? You guys are the best at doing this. The best. So let us gather all those skills that we really haven't cultivated yet, or that we're thinking about cultivating, and all of our recipes, and put them to work, creating an amazing, enlightening year this year. Let our skills of ingenuity, creativeness, and commitment bring us to new and exciting places. Let understanding, communication, and a can-do attitude bring us to places that we never expected. There is an important reason that we gather in calm unity, because it is far more fulfilling to do this work of living a life, developing our skills, and learning and growing when we do it together. I mean, think about it. When we're out there alone using our skills, do we even really pay attention? We have everything that we could possibly need if we dare to invite, welcome, imagine, and unite as a community of First Parish. We have done this work. We will do this work again. And we will have fun doing it. Why are we? Who are we? What are we? Those are the questions. The answer? Powerful beyond measure. This morning's water ritual, which is similar to the offering of water at a Buddhist shrine, symbolizes the aspiration to cultivate the virtues of calmness, clarity, and purity with our body, speech, and mind. The offering of water in Buddhist rituals reminds us to diligently cleanse ourselves of our shortcomings of attachment, aversion, and delusion through the generating of generosity, compassion, and wisdom. Our participation in this symbolic act of offering water is our commitment to developing the skills towards personal transformation. We are the waters that we place in the bowl. We are the hopes and the dreams. We are the tears of joy as well as sadness. We have so much to look forward to during this church year, and it all begins with today and with our water ritual. So let us gather our collected water, gathering drops that we have carried from around the world, from those special places that we have visited, the ones that mean so much to us, and blend these waters together. Bless and purify them as our sacramental water for the upcoming year. Let us imagine that these collected waters can smooth out our rough patches, quenching our thirst, sustaining and cleansing us, washing away any fear we might hold, grime, and the grit that holds us back from realizing the real beauty that resides in each one of us. That is what our water communion is all about. I brought mine this year. Water unites us. All water is one water, shape-shifting as it goes on and on in its unending cycle. The streams and rivers that run near our homes unite us with all the other waters of the world. For all of life depends on water. That's why this common everyday element on which our very lives depend is sacred. In our thankfulness for water, let us remember to honor, cherish, and care for it. Care for our own lives, for all life touched by water, and for those who will come after us. So, if you have brought your water to share in our ritual, I invite you to line up in the center aisle. And when you return to your seat after depositing some of your water, not all, in the bowl, please do so by the side aisles. You come forward with intention, silently, pour a small amount of your water in the collecting bowl. If you are like me most years, you have inadvertently forgot to capture some of those precious drops. Be not afraid. Your summer excursions will be for much more than not, because we have some symbolic water, you'll see right down there, for you to contribute. So if you didn't bring your water, you want to participate, all you do is you come up, you grab that pitcher in your hand, you look into the bowl and you think, this water reminds me of Lake Sunapee, or whatever place you feel that you want to share from. Pour it in, thinking of that location, and it will be just like you imagine from that location. So I'd like to welcome you to come forward. Let us join in the spirit of prayer and blessing. Spirit of life and love, God known by many names, thank you for the gifts of water that we have received this morning. Water is a powerful element. It can wear down the hardest stone. It cleanses us and is life-sustaining. Yet wet water can also be dangerous and unpredictable. It can go rogue in tsunami proportions, and rain can fall into floods. Thus, water deserves our utmost respect. We are blessed to have water to quench our thirst, to water our gardens, to put out the wildfires that rage on this planet. There are so many people around the world who do not have access to water, especially clean drinking water. So we are grateful for the water that we have. And this morning, I invite us to pledge to conserve, share, and respect its importance in building a sustainable world. Creative force, universal energy, we live in a world that is plagued with peril at times, times where greed and violent intentions rule the day. As we worry about the challenges and the politics, let us also remember those who stand for justice, the rule of law, and freedom, those who passionately help to change minds, to change hearts, and ultimately the world. It begins with one. Let that one be you. Let us take a moment in silent prayer and reflection to endeavor to begin again in love and compassion for and with one another. This morning we ask for a blessing. A blessing for this upcoming year, a blessing for this water that we have gathered, which was once differentiated by location, brought in small containers, but now has become seamlessly one. We, the people of the world, have a lot to learn from the nature of water. This morning, we transform this simple substance through our commitment, care, and love into the sacramental water of this community. Let it be the water of dedication, the water of healing. Let it cleanse us of doubt and fear, and may it bring us to a place of peace, connection, and wisdom. May it be a salve when we are hurting and lost, and may its properties help us to remember our internal waters and ultimately our transformative nature. Spirit of life and love, thank you for bringing us back safely together as we begin again. For this we pray from the deepest places within us. Blessed be. Amen.